This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 620. I'm Brian Kilby. I don't have a clever... Is there, like, any significance to 620?
Not that I know of.
So, we, like, with 616, I opted for the Marvel universe, you know, the
mainline Marvel universe.
But, you know, 616 is also an alternate interpretation for the Mark of the Beast, and I did not go there. But I did want to point out, just for the people that thought that I missed it, 616 is also considered the Mark of the Beast, so...
Isn't 636 in there too, or am I misremembering?
I don't remember 636 is, but I know 616 and 666 are the two interpretations. So
yeah, but remember, Brian, in Canada it's called Beasties, so you know
the mark of the Beasties. Yeah, it's
when
true.
When we get to 666, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll have, like, I don't know, we'll change the colors to red and black and everything. It'd be awesome if that, like, coincided with Halloween, but it's not going to. Mm. Hey, that was Don. That was Diecast. Rob, I think Matt said something too. It's just us this week.
Possibly,
yeah. Glad to be back, everybody. It's been a long.
Oh yeah, you weren't here. I forgot. Welcome back. Jeez. It seems like you hadn't left.
Yeah, it's well, when your retina is 50% detached and you're rushed to Duke Hospital in Durham to get it reattached.
How did that happen?
I woke up and it was like that. I'm very nearsighted. And I had a very high myopic score, so I was a high risk anyway due to my nearsightedness. The cataract surgery really didn't affect that any, but they said I wasn't a higher risk than anybody else, but I was pretty much the same as what the shape of my eye was causing the high risk. And I woke up one morning and I was having flashes of light and floating particles, which was basically blood in my ocular fluids, and they said, "Yeah, your retina is 50% detached. You need to go to Duke right away for surgery."
So it had to be Duke. You couldn't go to, like, Baptist or something.
Duke was the closest thing to where I am. Baptist would actually be a further drive.
Oh, okay,
and they got me in at like 7:30 the next morning for surgery. That's kind of how bad it was, and. So I've been recovering these last couple of weeks. Up until late last week, I had to stare at the floor 45 minutes out of every hour because I've got a nitrous oxide bubble in my eye that holds the retina against the back of my eye. And I have a buckle, which is basically a giant belt around my eye, holding it this way. So that way there's no forces trying to pull the eye apart. While everything is stitching itself back together.
Do you have addicts trying to, like, get to your eye to, like, suck in the nitric oxide or nitrous oxide?
No, okay. No, but I can't go over 2,000 feet or I'll go blind. Because I've got a med alert bracelet. Basically, it's like if I go over 2,000 feet, I wind up I could go blind in that eye. So I have to wear this the entire time.
Do you have to, like, wear a scouter and say I'm over 600? No. I'm over 800.
No, but, you know, my girlfriend's parents live in West Virginia. Yeah. And I can't even go visit them because they're too far above sea level. And I could seriously, severely damage my eye.
I'm safe.
Yeah.
So there's that. But, yeah, I missed everybody. I'm going to thank everybody on Twitter, through Facebook, all the messengers and stuff like that. Thank you, everybody, for your well wishes. I'm sorry I wasn't. I'm still kind of out of it just from basically not being able to do anything for the last 2.5 weeks except sitting and staring at the floor. And when I walked anywhere, I had to walk at the floor, and my girlfriend had to take my hand and guide me around objects because I literally could not look up until this past couple of weeks.
Is she getting used to that? Because, you know, no, yeah, 25 years from now.
Yeah. But I'm glad to be back. Thank you all for everybody's warm thoughts. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate y'all keeping me in my thoughts until this crap is over with.
Do you have, like, a medical alert, like, necklace? Do you have, well, like, that, the that, button?
No, well, no, that's what this is the basically it says, you know, if there's something wrong, you can't fly me to the hospital because...
No, but it's not like you press it and you say I've fallen and I can't get up.
No.
Okay. No,
unfortunately, I can't. If I had a match one, I could do Master Force, but I don't have a match one. So.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, Don. Well, that's cool. Chris is out this week. He's sick. I don't think he's having to look down for 45 minutes. If you just heard a thud sound, that's Don chugging down a 2-liter. That was what the...
Sorry, it's the Food Lion Diet Mountain Lion.
My Diet Mountain Lion. Yes, I'm very well acquainted with the Mountain Lion. Kim's grandmother, that's all she buys, and I bring my own soft drinks when I go visit.
My mom's Almond Smash, but we can't find it up here anymore.
I had 85 cents in my pocket. I had no ones in my wallet, and I thought, well, I can afford that with 85 cents, so I went ahead.
Okay.
What I had.
Let's see here. John's out as well. I think John's probably working. Or was it Mortal Kombat 11, or was that last week? Or it probably doesn't matter.
It could be this week as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Continuation, yeah.
I think Jason's busy working, so we're not. We don't.
Could just be that we don't have anything to talk about, so everybody took the week off.
Yeah. So actually, funny enough, Eric Crownover and Chris Triplett were going to. At least I thought Chris Triplett was. I didn't actually say yes. I'll be there.
He's playing Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah, he is. I'm certain he is. So. I haven't picked it up yet, so I did watch a YouTube video about a guy who built an arcade cabinet based on Mortal Kombat 11 graphics and everything, but yeah.
I've heard it's very microtransaction-ish.
That's what we've heard.
And grindy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Hey, let's go ahead and get into it. Anybody get anything this week? Rob, I never start with you. I'll start with you this week.
I was supposed to get a non-Transformers related action figure mailed in from China. Instead, I got some underwear. It is not even in my size, so I am just waiting to hear back from eBay on when I get my money back.
They sent you underwear.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they must have just put the shipping label on the wrong package, but yeah, that's what I got instead of the package.
Wow. That's crazy. That's genuinely crazy. That's a new one to me. Okay. I've always worried that I would order something and get the wrong thing. I sold one eBay item once and I forgot to include an item or like an accessory. It was like, I think it was a hard head and he was missing the guns and, you know, I got on my face. Oh, I didn't include them. So, but that's like the worst thing that's happened. I've never like shipped somebody, you know, tried to sell them like, I don't know, a Gundam figure and sent them like some, you know, used tubes of toothpaste. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, well, hopefully next week. Actually, no, you're not going to get it because it's from China. So yeah. Tell us about your refund next week after you've sent eBay the nice letter. You know.
Sure.
So, Don, you've not been on in forever. I'm certain you have a million things. So you go ahead.
Not as much as you would think because of surgery at Duke Hospital and $240 eye drops and things that's just that nature. But yeah, I did pick up. Yeah, and those were the generics. Those were the generics they were priced at that.
So your eye drops were basically a Fans Toys Phoenix.
Interesting you phrased that, Diecast, but we'll get there. Picked up a couple of off-topic things. I have never played Overwatch, have no desire to play it, but I picked up the Tracer figure when they showed up at Target. That's a damn good-looking figure for $20. I think it looked nice on my shelf, so I went ahead and got it.
How often do you just buy something because you think it looks nice?
Not as often as you would think.
And how often really? Is that a female action figure?
Not as often as you think because they just don't make that many.
Okay.
I went ahead and decided to get Doggy and Lord Zedd from Power Rangers, the new Lightning collection from Hasbro, mainly because Zedd is a nice looking figure, again.
Is that other one Ant-Man? It looked like Ant-Man.
No, Doggy and Zedd.
Okay.
Shadow Ranger, and I think
Yeah, Doggy Kruger. Because, I mean, SPD is one of my more liked series, and finally getting a Doggy Kruger is nice, you know. I'm just glad
What's a Doggy Kruger? So, for everybody out there that doesn't know what you're talking about, what is that?
Okay. Shadow Ranger.
Yeah, Shadow Ranger, yeah. Doggy Kruger is the head of SPD on Earth.
What's SPD?
Space Patrol Delta.
Ah.
Yeah, so I picked up those two.
Is that like the Earth Defense Force?
Interplanetary Police Force.
It's like Earth Defense Force, then.
They're the Galaxy Rangers!
Okay. Is Marissa Fairborn a member?
That was for Paladin.
Interplanetary Police.
Yeah, that was for Paladin. Picked up the second Siege Soundwave that I've seen. Did
you pick up the first one as well?
No, I'm saying I saw the first one.
That's what I was asking.
But I couldn't buy it because it didn't scan, and it couldn't be, and they didn't know the price.
No Donanomics. Hey, Don, what does your girlfriend think about Donanomics?
She loves it.
I was genuinely curious about that. I was thinking... Yes.
Well, see, she understands that I'm a collector, and she understands that. The cool thing is, she loves that I'm a cheap ass bastard, and that I'm trying to get this stuff to pay for. Because see, she is as good as me, if not better, at bargain economics. But hers is more close.
Ah.
But she can turn a sale into she's marvelous when it comes to doing fashion bargain hunting. I mean, she went to a sale at a chain called Gabe's and got $100 worth of clothes for like $14-15.
But she had to go to Gabe's to do that.
It was really good stuff though. So anyway, there's that. Picked up the New Age Cosmos that came in today.
You haven't opened it yet?
No, I didn't. The box came in kind of crushed, but he looks like he's
mine,
okay.
Mine was a little beat up too. Diecast, did you get it?
Well, I just got it, and I did transform.
I got the clear one.
When I say a little beat up, that's what it looked like when I.
That's extremely squish.
Yes, there's that. But I also may get, if I like this, I may get the transparent one too. The other thing I got is, I'm going to say something I never thought I would say. Diecast, you were right.
What is he right about?
This, if I unfreeze.
No, Don, podcast.
Fans Toys.
Audio
fans,
show.
Fans Toys Phoenix.
That is beautiful.
Now, this is the first version. I worked out a trade with James on Twitter. I ordered the X version. That just came out recently, but after seeing the changes, I think the first version fits my desire better. So we worked out a trade. He now has my X version, and I've got the original one. Have not transformed him yet, just because, again, eyesight, expensive toy, not really wanting to tackle it right now. But Diecast, I know Kronos was not a good toy, but as a visual representation in my collection, he was fine. This is obviously a much better representation, and it'll be a much better toy.
What are you doing with Kronos?
He's going to stay where he's at. No, I'm not going to do anything with him. But, yeah, Phoenix is, and again, this is the first version. I think the first version looks better. The eyes are the main thing that I really like, is that these original version eyes are the metallic blue, which I think looks a lot better. And the chrome on the backpack that the X version has, even though it does match the weirdly odded chrome legs of the first version, you know, the thrusters, I don't like the way the chrome looked in general. So I got the first version of Phoenix. Thank you to James on Twitter for that. I appreciate it. Other than that, I picked up some stuff at Target that was all off topic, because it's like the DuckTale figures when they went on clearance and stuff like that. But that's really all that I've got.
Okay, cool. Hey, Don, about Kronos, though, don't you have somebody, like, in the neighborhood that you really don't like, that you could get back at him by, like, you know, setting it on their doorstep and then, like, ringing the doorbell and running away?
And lighting it on fire?
No, because, as I have said, yes, I know Kronos is a badly constructed figure. It's not a very good toy, but it's done me fine as a visual representation for Skyfire. I still like some aspects of it, and I'm going to keep it in my collection.
Okay, we lost Matt for people. Who are watching, they can see it. Hopefully it won't disrupt the podcast. Hopefully he'll show up here in a second before we get to him. I guess Diecast, that means you're up next.
All right. As we just talked about, I got the clear version of the New Age.
Yeah,
Cosmos.
What's his name, like Sam or something? It's something silly. Max, that's right. Max,
yeah. Because when I ordered mine a couple of weeks ago, the clear wasn't available at that time.
Oh, okay.
Why'd you go with clear?
I don't know. I just liked how it looked. And he's really tiny. Like, he fits, you know, he is small. I like the head, how the head flips around instead of just being pushed down. I think that's a neat transformation idea. So he's pretty cool for his size. And then I also got Power Rangers. Since it looks like we all got Power Rangers almost this week, I got Zed, and he's really good. The only complaint I have is I wish they would have painted the staff, because the staff looks kind of dumb in just regular gray plastic. But yeah, really liking this line, and hopefully, you know, I'm going to get all the Power Rangers to go with him. I'm sure we already got Tommy, so the White Ranger, so, you know, we're going to get the rest. And well, then
we've got one Tommy, only four to go.
I did get the White Ranger. And I got, oh, what's he even called? Flip Out, the G2 X-Transbots one. So I got two of the G2, the only two G2s that are out so far.
Those look really good in G2 colors.
G2 yeah. Stunicons.
Yeah.
Really good. Are there G1 colorations of those already? Or is that just, are they yeah. doing it in G2? Yes. Okay.
Yep. They do the G1 first, and then they release the G2 usually as an exclusive.
Like, yeah.
So.
AFCON exclusive or something.
Yeah. I think the other two, I'm just going to say the red one and the Formula One car.
Drag strip, yeah. Yeah.
They're going to be out soon in the G1. They're either this month. I think they're supposed to be out this month. But, you know, it's hard to get two out in the same month. So I don't know if they're both going to make it. I've also got Brian's Transformer Armada sticker.
Oh, you're so awesome.
So I just got to drop it in the mail.
That's going to go on my Durango. When the other car got traded in, I realized, oh, crap, my Armada sticker went away.
And then I also got the Magic Square white.
Oh,
Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, I saw a video of you on him. He does look good, but I don't want that mold again unless they do something really different than just white Magnus.
How much is it the same as the Optimus?
Price-wise, yeah. I think so.
What is that, like 130, 140?
I got mine for 115, and there was very little Donald Anonymous
involved. That seems like a really that seems like a really good price for that.
Yeah. Yep.
So But I'm because they're doing a metallic version of it as well, diecast, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, they're doing it, which is like, I kind of wish I waited for that one, but I kind of don't, because I do like the animation colors on him. You know, be interested to see what else they do on that mold.
Oh well, they tricked us because they didn't say they were going to do a metallic version. They just put out that Optimus Prime, and we all thought, oh, that's the Optimus Prime we're going to get. So I bought it. And now they put up out a metallic one, what, 2 months later?
I would be fine with the original one that came out if I was going to get one.
Yep. Yeah, I just don't like, I don't know, it's not masterpiece enough for me. Not the sculpt or the design, that's fine. Just the
finish.
Just that flat finish is not what I would expect.
Yeah, but it is very close to animation accurate, so. And that's what all your pluses are doing in Masterpiece. Yeah. So it's not that far off from what you're already getting.
Yeah, the pluses are trying to get back to what the general aesthetic is otherwise going forward.
I ain't double dipping on a character just to get a little more animation accurate.
I wish I could say that I haven't done it, but... Anything else, Diecast?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, Matt?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple things. I also got the Lightning Collection figures, and they're pretty great. I love them. I hope to hear what the next wave is soon.
Are those at retail as well?
Yes,
so,
they are.
Okay, so I was at Walmart earlier this week, or maybe late last week, and there was this elderly couple. I got a photo of them. I put them on Twitter. I first assumed that she was on the phone speaking with her grandson, telling him what toys that Power Rangers toys they had in stock at Walmart. As I was eavesdropping on the conversation, I came to realize that it was actually like her son, like that she was buying for, and not, you know, like a grandson. So in a way that, you know, that made me smile. I thought that was pretty awesome. Cause Kim's doing that right now for me. She actually chimed in on the Facebook Live chat to say, hey, I'm standing in the middle of Target's toy aisle right now. You know, send me the text of what you want.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. As a kid, I used to like either call. We didn't have cell phones, so I would often call the store and ask the cashier who was on their wireless phone not the cashier, but whoever to check that. And that's just part of my toy collecting childhood. I just love that. Sorry.
Hey, I made good friends with the one clerk at my one Toys R Us the year the 30th anniversary G.I. Joe figures came out, because I must have called twice a week waiting for those to get in for like 6 months.
And a lot of those figures, if you didn't, you didn't get them.
Uh-huh. I got there too late to the one he worked at. It's the worst part. I had to go to the other Toys R Us in the area to get them. But he was a nice guy. I talked to him for years after that.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just sort of gave up on calling stores nowadays because
I became a store.
Yeah, I actually called Toys R Us one time, not mine locally, but the one down in Greensboro, Brian, and I asked for someone that works in the boys action, male action, and I asked them, and he said
the male action.
Yeah, the male action figures, because he kind of had to distinguish what they were looking for, and I said, you know, are you familiar with Transformers? He says, that's them robot things, right? Yes, that's them robot things. You work at Toys R Us and you're not sure what a Transformer is.
Maybe he was new.
Yeah, a lot of people just do it as a part-time job or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure most people who work retail are not invested in any way in 90% of what they sell. That's to be true. Expected.
That's true.
It's just at the time it was like, really.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Matt.
Oh, may I continue?
You may continue.
Please.
Okay.
Not a lot to talk about this week, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, no. I've been on a Marvel Legends kick lately, so I've been picking up some older figures, some newer figures. I got a Nighthawk back there to add on my Thunderbolt shelf. Other than that, I've been hitting up eBay, building up a Masters of Evil to go along with my Thunderbolts. Nice. So in the past week, I've gotten 3/4 of the Wrecking Crew, Ultron, the Absorbing Man, Whirlwind, and Claw.
The comic Ultron, is there a comic? Yeah. Okay, nice.
I don't go in for the movie figures.
Do you just buy Hasbro, or do you also go back to like Toy Biz as well?
So far it's all the Hasbro stuff. A lot of the Toy Biz stuff has not aged well.
I mean, I still kind of like my Doctor Doom, and you know, the Captain America is not, it's okay.
Well, I still have my Captain America from like the first wave of Legends, that and the Iron Man and the Thor and the Hulk.
I think the Marvel, the Hasbro Iron Man, Hasbro Thor is quite a bit better.
Yeah, one of the few.
If they do an Endgame Thor though, I may get a movie figure just because.
I'm not. I would definitely skip that. What are you saying, Don?
The only thing Transformers related I got this week, one of the Walmarts here restocked Wave 1 Deluxes, so I picked up another Cog.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Is that it? Don, are you like playing Yahtzee on your desk?
I don't know. Okay. No, I'm not.
It sounded like you were shuffling around some like dice or something.
No, it's so weird. Matt keeps buying Cogs, and I've passed by a six gun a half dozen times and haven't even bothered picking it up because... I don't do the whole play pattern with sticking him on everybody else and stuff. So it's like y'all talking about getting multiple Cogs and six guns, and I haven't bought the first six gun yet.
So I am going to real quick sort of break format. Actually, no, I'll do that last. Jason's not on crap because I wanted to show something to him. But okay, so I didn't expect to get these things this week. Honestly, I had forgotten about it. I'm trying to go back and pick up the classics and Chug figures that I missed the first go round. And I realized I was hardly at all buying any of the earliest stuff. You'll see. So I ended up getting a Silverbolt, which is what, the Ultra class figure, whatever it was back then. I think it was Ultra. Maybe it was Voyager by that point. I don't even remember. But, I ended up getting Silverbolt, which is one of the first of the Marvel Legends figures came out. Similarly, I got Skyfall, the repaint. I didn't even have the mold. This was the red one that was based, what, Skyjacked on?
Yeah.
From the G2 Cyberjets.
I still like that mold.
Yeah, I do too.
It's your basic silver. It's the basic robot with a jet on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But at least it was a lot better done, you know, for him than some of the other Silverbolts we got through the years.
Yeah. So I got that. It honestly is also something I could just take off of my eBay search list. Next one I got, honestly, is one I thought I had. I got the original Chug Jetfire.
Oh.
So I could have at the very least, I thought about JD's, but I guess I didn't. I did have the repaint. Was it Treadbolt? What's the repaint?
Yeah, Treadbolt, and they also did the dark version in Japan.
Oh, I don't have that. So I need, that's another one I got to fix. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, that Jetfire, I think, has held up pretty well for the time, you know, because I mean, it does. It's a very good looking Jetfire, but you know, I think when the Sage one comes out, that'll be a lot of people will be replacing that one.
I got the Henkei. It was Barricade 64s who was selling this, the Henkei Astrotrain. So the Classics Astrotrain came in the white color. The Henkei is the one that, you know, we knew here. So
yeah, I always like that figure, Brian. That's pretty. those colors anyway.
I mean, it's better than like the Broadside figure, but a lot of those figures aren't that great. So this one's one that I actually had, but for whatever reason, I disassembled it. I think to put together a custom or something. I never put it back together, and I can't find all the parts now, which was the Red Alert. Have no idea. Again, I've owned this mold, like this toy, not the mold, but this toy like three times. I ended up selling one on eBay, not realizing that I needed to keep it. And I've got the other one that's in parts somewhere, but so now I'm just trying to complete my Classics line, and I figure I'll probably have everything other than like the BotCon Seekers. I'll probably never get those.
Brian, you got them from me.
No, the original BotCon set.
The Games of Deception.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know Matt's still trying to find the Thrust.
Yeah. So my Selects figures came in, the Red Swoop that came in, and Stepper, or Ricochet, whatever they're calling him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How do you like him?
That toy looks better than any ride it has.
It's not as good in hand. It's okay. I mean, I'm glad that it has, you know, gold paint instead of gold plastic. Like, you know, obviously, but I recoil. Isn't that the name of a third-party version of this? I shudder, yeah, though, when I see the gold. I'm like, oh no, it's gonna break, but it's paint.
Well, you know, I still think they should have included one of the battle masters to look like his target master and just made it at the $29 price point, because I mean, that's what we got with Repugnus, basically.
Yeah,
put in a target master with the effects parts, that way, you know, he would work, it would be about the same value as your Repugnus and everything else.
Yeah, that's fair. And the thing I got that I was going to give Jason grief for, he's been trying to get me to pick up that third-party Skylynx. I don't even remember the name. It's like two MMC figures.
Invecta and Magma.
Should have been one set. I hate the idea of swinging two things together. But I didn't do that. Instead...
Uh-huh. Oh, he got Encore
Skylynx. You got a reissue, didn't you?
I got the Encore.
Nice.
I got it on clearance from Big Bad Toy Store. It's actually less than original retail.
Yeah, those things went like deep clearance there much? For a long time.
The regular is like $115. I think I paid $100 for it.
That's not bad, considering.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the G1 toy, except mine's kind of a junker. So I wanted one that would look nice on the shelf. So yeah, I don't know if I'll open it or not. I like displaying certain things in the box, and this is a nice looking box. But at the same time, it's Skylynx, and I want to open him up and free him so he can, you know, like, give me insights. And
he does take up a lot of room whenever you take him out of that box, Brian. Keep that in mind.
You could always take him out and put your original to store in the box.
That's true. That's a good idea. But yeah, so I got the reissue. Again, pretty cheap, relatively speaking. So as a person, it may fall. So I don't know how steady it is. Like, as a personal plug, though, for like some of my personal Twitter account, this past week, I did like some unpacking of some Star Trek, the motion picture trading cards. I've been wanting to do that for a while.
I missed that. I got to go back and look.
It's on my Twitter. It's a crappy, crappy, crappy set.
I watched that. You said you were going to chew the gum on RFC this week, Brian. I'm holding you to that.
Can you see the video?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Ryan, you all right?
Oh, God.
Only Come for the massy attack, stay for the strangling.
I've done that with 25-year-old gum, but that was worse.
Yeah, that was 40-year-old
gum.
Nice.
Okay, so that we now know that gum has a shelf life of somewhere between 25 and 40 years. This is good.
It wasn't chewable. So the rest of this right here, trash. but I'm going to keep the packs because, I mean, they're 40 years old. But I ended up getting a few things. not to give people ideas, but a lot of these packs go for basically nothing. And a couple things I had as a kid, I always wanted more of, but I thought, man, they must be so expensive. I can't afford those. Well, guess what? I wanted some more ALF cards. I just got a whole wax box of ALF cards.
Oh, nice.
Less than $20 for the whole box.
Wow.
I'm not going to open the whole thing. I'll open like 3 or 4 packs because this is ALF Series 1. I also...
ALF Series 2.
Yeah, ALF Series 2. This is like 36 packs right here. I'll also open some of those. Yeah. But I just got some random stuff too. And I already had some... I already collected some sealed packs of things. And I pulled some of those out to go together. And some of these will just be show. Like, actually, here's the example of that. So I bought a pack of Garbage Pail Kids Series 5 that I'll do in a stream with more Garbage Pail Kids. I also bought a pack of Series 10 to do on the stream as well. Yeah, that's actually it. But I had some packs of Series 7 and Series 4. And I'm not expending all of my packs of these. I've still got several. So those will get opened up, as well as a pack of Trash Can Trolls, which is a similar line that Topps did in the 90s to capitalize on the troll craze that was going on at the time. But I'm going to go through just real quick all the other cards I got. I got one pack of 18 cards that'll go like in my... I'll do like several streams. Like I'll do one for Garbage Pail Kids. I'll do one for random TV shows from the 80s. The 18 cards will go in the TV shows, as well as this pack of Knight Rider trading cards.
You know, you could probably make this into a thing on Twitch if you wanted to.
I could. Along with that, this is one I didn't know existed, and this one makes me the happiest, I think. This is from, like, 1978. It's cards from The Gong Show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. You know, I hate to say this, but there's probably a free pack of cocaine in each sealed wax pack.
Chuck Barris was crazy. But I think this should make me the happiest because I'm such a big... It's my favorite show of all time. I got 3 packs of MASH cards, so I'm very happy with that. As well as 2 packs of...
I wasn't sure if you... Go ahead. I wasn't sure if you were going to say MASH or Golden Girls. I wasn't sure which way that was going to go.
I need to check and see if there's some Golden Girls cards. Why not?
I'll bet there are.
Yeah, so also I picked up 2 packs of WWF WrestleMania 3 cards. I just love the pack. It's got Hulk Hogan like doing his arm thing. It's just wonderful.
Would those have any Sergeant Slaughter in them, or am I thinking of the wrong...
No, WrestleMania 3, I don't think he was there at that point.
Okay.
Magnum P.I.
It would have been 88.
Yeah, Magnum P.I., another for the TV series. Let's see, how many more TV series left? Is it all movies? It's all movies. Okay, so and this will be quick. A couple packs of Ghostbusters 2 trading cards.
I'm sorry.
I love Ghostbusters 2. Couple packs, because, of course, it was a children's movie. RoboCop 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Again, another children's movie. Rocky 4. Trading cards. Oh, this is great. I'm probably going to do several streams. Don, yeah, you'll like this one. Mm-hmm. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, cool.
It's right, yeah.
I probably have some of those somewhere.
Didn't even know they existed.
I used to have the entire set of the G.I. Joe trading cards.
But I still do.
That was years ago.
I still do. Those were Imperil, Impra, I can't even remember the name of the manufacturers, yeah. But it was one of those off-brand ones. And the rest were kind of related, so it's one pack of Supergirl.
I know. Wow.
One pack, I need to buy more of these, of course, but one pack of Superman 3. 4 packs of Superman 2, and a pack each of Series 1 and Series 2 of 1978 Superman cards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Those might have some good cards in there.
Oh yeah, yeah, they better. So I'll probably break it up in like 4 or 5 streams over the next week or so. But I'm super stoked.
Now, Brian, do those include stickers or gum or
some of
them are
stickers? Some of them are stickers. Some of them are gum. I don't know if any of them are tattoos.
Because I remember growing up with all that stuff, but I couldn't buy any of that because of my dad. But I remember there was just, I mean, you would go to like a ball card shop, and for all the kids, he would have, because my dad was doing ball cards there for a long time, and they would have like a kids section, and that's where you would buy all these kids trading cards. It's like your early introduction to crack before you moved up to the Fleer and Ultra Deck and ball card stuff, and he'd have all those off in the corner, but I was never allowed to buy any.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don. Well, maybe you can, vicariously, you can watch this live stream that I'm going to put up, and you can enjoy that.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe better. So, but Rob, you think that could become like a Twitch thing? Maybe I could do that.
It's entirely possible. I'm no expert at Twitch, but it's, who knows? There's an audience for basically everything. The trick is finding it.
That's true. We've been looking for 20 years. so, yeah, but I'll probably do that maybe some over the weekend. But that's all I got. Actually, I guess, talking about Ghostbusters, though, I guess really the big item this week, though, is that Ghostbusters Cross Transformers MP10G figure that popped up. We've been basically talking about this for a while. We sort of knew that was coming. Looks like it's going to be, at least at to begin with, an SDCC exclusive.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, SDCC.
And retail.
I want.
No. You want it?
I want this. I want this right now.
Roller is a trap, which I think is great.
Yes, Roller is a ghost trap, and that is the best thing.
And the packaging is a backpack.
It is. That makes sense now. I didn't get that.
I believe you can't see it on the figure, but I believe that is also a proton pack sitting on top of Prime's trailer in the packaging. I think there will be one to mount on the figure.
Yeah, it looks right.
Yeah, I want this.
Yeah, me too.
Because this will look so good looking beside 7-Eleven Optimus.
Damn you. So jealous.
And if it really is a retail $159, that's not bad.
Yeah, $149, whatever it is.
That's, yeah, I guess.
Especially if it's a convention exclusive. No, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, $149.99.
I didn't notice before this that the package actually has backpack straps on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Nuts.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Rob. I just now saw that.
They were bundled up, so I didn't see them.
Oh, yes. I must have this.
So are we going to take bets on how if this will crash Hasbro Pulse's website, since we used to always crash the Hasbro Toy Shop website?
That's a sucker's bet. I ain't taking it. I don't think so.
I think Hasbro Pulse is so far. The first one, the Ecto, whatever his name is, Ectotron, didn't crash the site. I don't think will.
But it's also not MP Optimus.
It was something different. If we didn't crash it on Toy Fair, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it will persist.
I hope so. I mean, I'm just, because, if we're not at SDCC, which we're not going to be, the only chance we have of getting this is if it goes on Pulse and we can actually get it before it sells out in 10 seconds.
Hey, real quick, Don, your question about do the cards include gum or stickers? The A-Team includes both.
Oh, wow. Oh,
nice.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the only thing I'm trying to figure out is on the Optimus Prime's head, is there a reason they went with the two-tone grays instead of, another color? I mean, it's just, the head just doesn't seem like it's right. But maybe it's just me. I mean, it's just that the head just doesn't look like it. I don't know.
He looks dead. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, maybe. Oh my gosh, it's Zombie Prime from Dark Awakening.
Oh, I'm thinking from Transformers the movie.
He's back from the dead, then should he not himself be busted?
That's a great question. And can he bust himself?
Does busting make him feel good?
I don't know. I figure that he would probably push himself to, it would probably resolve itself just like Dark Awakening did, and we can only hope that there's a Return of Optimus Prime Part 1 to retcon, his final fate, so that he can bust in, the three-part season 4 that we'll have.
The rebuster.
The rebuster that Don will, love for the next 50 years.
Anyway, I do want this. I hope everybody can get this figure that wants it, because it's very rare for us to be able to get these Optimuses in the U.S. without jumping through hoops or Don Anonymous seeing the hell out of them.
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to get it, but if I can't, I'll just, I don't know, quit collecting forever. No, I don't. So I honestly, Rob, thank God you posted this one, because I haven't had a chance to actually read it yet. So tell me about this BotBots arcade thing.
Okay, the site InDemand Toys has posted images of a new BotBots pack. It is a 16-pack called Arcade Renegades, and there are a bunch of, to my knowledge, new molds in this. There's a couple of different models of arcade cabinet. One, I think, is a light gun cabinet, and one is a more standard-looking one. There's a thing of cotton candy. There's a bucket of popcorn, a pinball machine, a roll of tickets, and they've only shown off the first half of this, the first eight. The other eight are going to be a surprise. Not sure when this comes out or what it's going to cost, but I think I kind of want it.
And it's labeled as Series 3. And
it is.
And the bubbles are orange, to differentiate it from red from Series 1, green from Series 2.
I should have noticed that when I posted it. Wow.
So I would figure there'll probably be a few months before we see these. But
yeah,
I like how the packaging bubbles have up, down, left, right, and like numbered.
But the action buttons are B, O, T, and S.
T, S, yeah.
Yes.
That's clever.
So I kind of want to get this one. I like the look of most of these.
You know, I'm wondering if like Toy Hacks is working on like backgrounds that for bot displayers, like, you know, arcade background or a kid or a
oh, that would be
kids
great.
Or a kid's bedroom, or, you know, some kind of, or like a refrigerator for all the ones that are food based or something.
I mean, you could get like one of these, let's see if I can even show it. I have a refrigerator right there beside of my desk. You could actually just use that, something like that. It would actually probably cost less than one you would buy specifically for the purposes of, you know, displaying toys. And it's got like a Peltier cooler in it, so it hardly uses any electricity. And it gets your drinks nice and cold. Okay.
You wouldn't have to plug it in for BotBots, therefore it would take no electricity.
This is true. It'd be win-win. But when you want a cold drink, throw a couple cans in there, wait 2 days, and doggone it. there's that. Okay, so Transformers launches More Than Meets the Eye campaign. Hasbro's pushing for Transformers 35th anniversary, which is cool. I don't know much about this Angela Bassett kickoff campaign, but I know that Hasbro, or I believe that Hasbro is going to put like a focus on Transformers 35th anniversary. We have the pictures of the toys that showed up at Toy Fair that Agent M at Marvel got to see, but Diecast didn't. I believe those were labeled 35th.
The thrilling 35?
Thrilling 35. It's like, yeah, the clock is ticking, buddy. So, thrilling 35. That's kind of sounds sad when you put it that way.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's true, though. Thrilling 30 sounded nice, but 35 is like, God, you're getting old. Just accept it.
Or the terrific
30. We're going to be 40 this year, Brian.
I know.
That'll be fabulous 40, you know.
So three of us, Rob Springer's already past 40. I think it's three of us, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be 49 this year.
You know, we established last week, Don, during post-show, that you're actually older than Patrick Stewart was when he became captain of the Enterprise. Patrick Stewart, not Jean-Luc Picard. Picard was supposed to be 60, but Patrick Stewart was like 47 when the show aired.
Yay me.
He just looked old. But yeah. How's that mountain lion treating you?
Pretty good.
So that's the kickoff of the campaign. Hopefully we'll see more. I'm just really glad that Hasbro is doing something to observe the 35th anniversary. I say that, and I hope they're not listening to this. They probably are. But like, Siege is an observation of the 35th anniversary. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's them trying to, it's remember 1984, Think 84, whatever the hell the theme was at.
We love 84.
We love 84.
Well, our wallets have been under siege for the past 35 years, so.
Not for the entire 35 years, or a few years when, you know, there weren't much.
Breaks have been taken.
This one, I guess, is a little more to get excited about than, like, news we've got in the past, but I'm still not 100% there. Toys R Us returns as TRU Kids with a new USA retail stores for the holiday season. So that's very promising. It sounds like we will actually get new stores about 10,000 square feet in size, which the old stores, I guess, were, what, about 35,000, something thereabouts. They typically weren't large stores, but they weren't small either. Mm. So we see stuff like this happen all the time. So are you guys familiar with the chain Gander Mountain? It's an outdoor store, kind of like Bass Pro Shops.
Yep.
Like, all the Gander Mountains closed, like, the year before last. Then, like, 3 months later, they reopened with completely new ownership and like, they clearanced out everything, but they bought all new stock, basically purchased the IP and opened up new locations. It sounds like this is what's going on with this. It's different people who own the IP that will be launching Toys R Us Kids.
These people run it better.
I hope so.
I don't believe it till I see it, honestly.
Yeah,
because we heard this with KB. Oh, KB's coming back.
But I think
that was postponed for a certain amount of time, though, like a year.
I think,
but again, we haven't heard anything out of it. So,
well, the KB thing, though, that was vaporware. I think that was very clearly to me going to be vaporware. Nothing's going to happen with that. This seems to be much more substantial, at the very least. You know, maybe not, but we've already seen, like, the Jeffrey's Toy Box, so it's entirely possible that that was the first phase. Assuming it was the same ownership, I believe it was. And, you know, at least the KB thing was BS. There's no reason to believe the KB thing.
I don't know if there's any reason to believe this.
They've actually done stuff before. I mean, they've actually put money into it. They've actually, you know, it sounds like they have a business plan, where the KB thing was like, hey, I'm going to buy KB's name and I'm going to do something with it. It's like, I'm trying to sell all these podcast domains that I bought up that I never did a darn thing with. That's basically, I think, what's happening with the KB. Speaking of, if anybody wants to buy ProWrestlingPodcast.com, $1,000, just let me know. Or if you want to buy JoeCast.com, I'm trying to sell that for like $2,500, because I'm really hoping Joe Biden wants that one so he can start his own podcast. Or if Joe Rogan is out there and you're listening right now, JoeCast.com, just hit me up. I'll cut you a deal. I think that's about where KB was. It was somebody's idea, and they decided to put out a press release while the timing was hot. It seems to be like this is actually somebody taking action. And, nothing could happen, but I have more hope based on what I'm seeing with this than that KB thing, which just seemed, you know, untenable from the get-go. That's my thought. Let's see here. And that's really, honestly, it as far as the news that we had to talk about. There's nothing happening this week. But if you want to help out, considering those domains aren't selling yet, we really need to cover expenses for the show. So tfradio.net/Amazon, you know, buy whatever. You can't buy ALF cards, but I can bet you could buy an ALF DVD if you wanted one. tfradio.net/Amazon. Help us out. Cover stuff for the show.
Hey, Brian, one thing people can look at is the Toys That Made Us Season 1 and 2 DVD is coming out.
Oh, great.
And that's something they could use our Amazon link for, because I've only seen most of Season 1 and the Transformers episode of Season 2 because I don't have Netflix, but the Season 1 and 2 is coming out with some special features, so that would be a great thing for everyone to get so they could watch it whenever they wanted to through the Amazon link, and it's also show-related.
That's great. Yeah, it's a great idea. They can also go to tfradio.net/MassyAttack and pick Don up that metal detector that he's been wanting for the longest time.
All right. I will say right now, please do not buy me any more Cadbury eggs. I have 38 of these left. I'm type 2 diabetic. I have to have one every like 2 or 3 days. So please don't buy me any more. Thank you for the thought, though.
It's the thought that counts. Don, also there's that Beast Machines box set.
Hopefully I haven't actually made everyone so angry that they want to do that, because that is just a hell of a gift to give someone who just went through surgery. I don't want to pluck out my own eye that cost me $3,000 to get fixed.
Aw, be like Odin. There's also, it wasn't Odin that plucked out. Odin had his eyes eaten out by ravens, right?
Odin tried to watch Beast Machines. in history. Trying to watch Beast Machines.
Hey, but Don, how about this? So at tfradio.net/massyattack, somebody could buy you individual packets of Miracle Whip. Like for lunch.
I could go for that. I could go for that. I can do that, yes.
And also, we have some grenadine as well.
Now, you know, or if you want to donate that money to, you know, or if you want to save that money and get Brian's domains, I'm sure, you know, there's tons. I'm sure you too can have your own.
CobraCast.com, $500. Yeah. TMNTPodcast.com, $500. Hey, it's that's a bargain.
So there, you know, okay. Yo, Joe.
I don't have that. Okay. Hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, hang on a sec. The first thing up I know is my review of Transformers number 4, which it's got Sarah Peter Durocher and Andrew Griffith back, so there's some really nice art in this issue.
How's that story treating you?
I'll let you know.
That's the one thing I've heard consistently from everybody talking about this comic is like, the art's great. Where's the story?
Yeah, there is barely any story to speak of. There nothing's going on, and it's happening very slowly. And everybody in a given scene, as Chris has pointed out, speaks with the same voice. Like, that voice will change depending on the needs of the scene, but everyone in the scene will have that voice.
Now,
the big thing with this issue is that the middle, like, 10 pages of it out of, like, 18-20 page issue are for a scene that is absolutely 100% not necessary, because the only things that happen in it are mentioned in the very next scene as Optimus Prime is talking to Ironhide. So it's kind of a thing.
Well, now, Rob, I mean, do you think this is on purpose a slow boil, or is this too slow to be a slow boil and they just don't know where they're going yet?
I think the slow boil is on purpose, but also they hired, as I understand it, a novelist to write this comic, and comics are not novels.
Yeah, that hardly ever works out.
Because now, maybe I'm wrong, Rob, and again, I've been wrong about a lot of things before, but as an outsider looking in, when I read about it being a lot, each book having nothing going on, I'm reminded of the Machinima series, where each segment, there just wasn't enough.
Hey, Don, you can make your point. You can make your point without beating your desk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was hitting. My foot was hitting. I'm sorry. It just seems like they got the novel wrote out in their head, and they're piecing like each book is a chapter of that novel, but there's not enough in each chapter to be any meat on the bones. Am I seeing it the right way, maybe, or is
I honestly don't know. I probably made too many like sweeping pronouncements about this comic already. I'm really trying not to be super negative about it, but we're 4 issues in and something needs to happen. People have spent $16 now to see the nothing happen.
Yeah.
And you're something
not the only person I've heard this criticism from, Rob.
Yeah, and just, like I said, I don't want to be unnecessarily negative, but this is just that they're, like I said, the middle, like, third to half of this book is absolutely pointless. There's a bit of it that just kind of, there's a bit of it that I think is very poorly staged and thus kind of bugs me as to what happens, but it's just another, it's not even going to mean anything in the long run, the action that I'm wondering about. So it's just, I really want to give this a chance. I really want to like this, but even the things that it's trying to do that I think are positive, I feel like were handled much more smoothly and elegantly by the writers that we gave up to get this.
You know, you said that comics aren't novels, but for me, the period of comics, that was probably the most fun. And really, a lot of it was even before I started reading comics, like in the early 80s and late 70s. Comics weren't like novels in the sense that they were super dense with words.
And that would actually be better because you could... I was reading, you know, somebody last year, I think it was, sent me Essential Iron Man Volume 5 off of my Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/claylist. That is Iron Man the Nose Years, for anyone who keeps track. And I was reading through that and reading through just the, there's an annual at the end by Steve Gerber. It features Man-Thing. It's bizarre and it's interesting, and I kept looking at it and thinking any one page of this would take the person writing IDW Transformers right now at least a month to get through at bi-weekly issues. It's just, there's just so much conversation, so much going on, so much happening through all that. It's I know comics are not that anymore, and whether that's a positive or a negative is debatable, but it's not like comics paced better than this, that do better at fleshing out their characters than this, are a relic of the distant past either. We had that last year.
Yeah. For me personally, one of the things I don't like about modern comics so much is the fact that they, you know, stories have contracted, something that you might get across in one issue of like a Bronze Age comic when it was so dense might now be like 4 or 6 issues. Mm-hmm. Sure, like there's more focus on, you know, like sweeping pages of like, you know, full spreads of like art and stuff. But I read comics. I love comic art, don't get me wrong, but I prefer, you know, stories that I don't have to spend $40 on to, you know, to get my story out of it.
I just miss when superheroes used to punch bad guys.
Also, instead of
bickering with each other all the time.
Yeah, and it's not a problem that anybody doing this comic really has. They're pretty good at it, but those big splash pages are what a lot of artists do because they cannot convey action panel to panel very well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
I'm old. I have certain preferences about how comics work and how action should work and how it should all follow, and it's not done terribly frequently anymore. Like I said, I think the artists currently working on this are all excellent. I mean, again, we've seen what Sarah and Andrew Griffith can do, especially, but even the newer artists, Angel Hernandez and Cache Whitman, they are both very talented people, and just, I'm almost certain there's a directive in from either IDW or Hasbro to keep everything on model with toys, and I think it's that is also holding the book back a lot in terms of its visuals. Because that is hard to do, and also it is just really disturbing to see a, you know, living, moving Megatron with screw holes on the back of his arm. It's weird.
Yeah. Anything else news-wise?
Yeah, sorry to ramble on this, but also we've got a bunch of photos of the Prime One Studio Bumblebee Movie Optimus Prime Cybertron Edition statue, which, really nice-looking figure. Prime One Studios, of course, makes hideously expensive but really impressive things. This is like 32 inches tall, according to the specs.
Dang.
And very highly detailed. We've got like 68 images of it on T-Formers. I legitimately can't tell some of the photos of this apart from the control art. It is really nicely done.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
And other than that, I think we've got one more story about the Ecto 35 Optimus Prime, and that's about it.
Yeah, cool. Chris isn't here to plug his stuff, but you can check him out at playwithphotography.com for all his photos, and I think he links to his Twitter and his Instagram there. So playwithphotography.com. John's also not here. That John D everywhere. Who else are we missing? Jason. JasonSKirk.com for all his shows. I'm on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Like I said, I'm going to have some of these. Let me open up an ALF, pack of ALF cards. It's a hearty thing. I'm going to do some unpacking. ALF Series 1, 25 cents for a pack. Look at that. And it comes with Bullia baseball cards. Five cards, one sticker.
Fantastic.
I'm not going to chew the gum. Oh, this is my childhood right here, partly. Gum on the Bullia baseball card.
Okay, and what do you mean Bullia? What do you mean by that?
Did you ever watch ALF?
Yeah, but it's been, I have not watched it since the original run on
he
NBC.
He would talk about Bulya Baseball. That was a Mel, that was a Mel Mackian
oh,
sport.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I've not watched
played with fish, as I recall.
Yeah, you're
hence,
correct.
Hence the name.
Yeah, yep. Right there. So, for, so I would have to pry this gum off the Bulya Baseball card. But unlike that, Star Trek series that I opened, which was almost all puzzles, or info cards that were mismatched between the front and the backs, which was horrific. There's a lot of information embedded on the back of these cards. Some of them are puzzles, like on the sticker here, the Alf Valentine's card. But for most of them, there's a little write-up on the back. I love that stuff. But yeah, I'm happy now. But yeah, so Don, you haven't been on in a while. Tell people how to get a hold of you.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Cool. Matt?
Nope.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Diecast, Matt is not available anywhere. He's available right here, and you should enjoy him.
I'm available anywhere, or I'm available on Twitter at Diecast2, and on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and also on tfradio.net/reviews, where you can see my review of Fans Toys Rogue King, which is their Motormaster.
Which is nice and simple and just easy to transfer. No, he's not.
It's beautiful. It's a lot of panels, but it's beautiful. Actually, I think I would have had an easier time transforming it if I watched a video review before I did it. The instructions were terrible. So actually, I know I said in the review that I don't want to transform it again, but actually after sitting in while I was editing it and watching my own transformation, I was like, I bet you this would be a lot easier the next time I transform this thing.
It usually is.
Don't you hate having to be the canary in that mine, though?
Yeah, I really hate having to look at the instructions and figure out how to get the instructions are so bad and they take you the total wrong direction that I actually transformed it in. So the first time transforming it by the instructions was terrible. But once I did it my own way, when I transformed it back from vehicle to robot, I realized the correct way to do it, and it would have been a lot easier to transform it back from robot to vehicle again.
Mm. So I don't know if you saw that. People watching who saw that horrible, gigantic piece of 40-year-old gum that I chewed, tried to chew. Gum from the 80s, which is about 10 years after that other pack, about half the size.
Yeah. I like the big gum.
I like big gum, and I cannot lie.
I wish it was still edible, but...
Yeah.
I think I'd be a little more worried if it was still edible at this point.
Yeah, I know, right?
Food science is a wonderful thing.
Food science is a wonderful thing. Okay, with that, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody. Take care.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.